The state is moving up its timeline for COVID-19 vaccination for two groups of Arkansans. Included in those groups are K-12 teachers who will be able to get the vaccine 2 weeks sooner than they expected. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us, many of them are breathing a sigh of relief.
At Tuesday's weekly coronavirus response briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced the state was on target to vaccinate the 180,000 healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents and staff who were eligible for vaccination in Phase 1A. Given that progress, he said the state would be moving forward to start offering the COVID-19 vaccine to two categories of people included in Group 1B this coming Monday.
And so today I'm announcing that we're going to include, to move to two categories of 1B, which is the age of 70 and over. And the other category would be our K-12 school staff and employees, our daycare employees, as well as our higher education staff and teachers.
A while since I have felt as hopeful as I felt after hearing that message today.
That's Suki Hires. She's a teacher at Fayetteville High School.
It's been such a struggle to come to work every day and to not necessarily feel safe and not necessarily feel like I'm able to keep my family who's at home safe as well. So this just brought me a lot of hope and feelings of security that I haven't felt in a very long time.
As of Tuesday, Hires District had more than 100 active cases of COVID-19 among students and nearly 30 active cases among staff.
Teachers have always kind of dealt with a lot of feelings of not necessarily being safe when it comes to things like school shootings and that. But, you know, with this virus, you can't see it and you don't normally take bullets home to your family. And we do as best we can to, you know, follow the guidelines and try to socially distance and mask up and stay safe. But it's actually a really hard thing to accomplish in a large school.
Originally, Governor Hutchinson said people over the age of 70 and teachers and staff at K-12 schools and higher education and child care facilities would have to wait until February to receive their first doses of the vaccine. Now, he says the state has moved up that timeline to get the shots into the arms of as many Arkansans as possible while managing the limited supply of the vaccine.
As you can see, 24,000 was received in the last 24 hours. We've been getting about 50,000 doses a week. I expect that to increase. And so we're trying to set the stage for increasing those doses and getting those out as quickly as possible.
Arkansans who are 70 and older will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine at community pharmacies in every county in the state. The Department of Health has a list of participating pharmacies on its website, and anyone in that age group who is interested in getting the vaccine will need to schedule an appointment. Clinics and events may also be available through hospitals and other healthcare providers. The process could be different for school teachers and staff.
The school districts will drive it, so if you're a teacher, check with your school district. Are you going to have a clinic? How are we supposed to get vaccinated? And they will have to work with their local provider, pharmacy, or hospital to schedule a clinic or an opportunity or an appointment to get vaccinated.
Suki Hires says she plans to get the vaccine as soon as she possibly can.
I've read a lot about the work that's been done. I know a lot of people feel like it's been rushed, but you know, when you take the entire scientific community and focus them all on one goal, it turns out that a lot is possible. So I am much more concerned about bringing home COVID to my children and my husband and transmitting it to my mother than I am about, you know, any side effects from a vaccine.
Teacher Tim Ruby is ready to get the vaccine, too.
I think like a lot of us, I think we kind of became infectious disease experts in our own mind and vaccination experts.
Ruby is a 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher and football coach at Fulbright Junior High in Bentonville. He says he spent some time reading up on the COVID-19 vaccine as it's been developed and administered to other people around the world.
I think it's just kind of like the flu vaccine. It's just one of those things that you might have some reactions to it, but overall it's been done pretty well, and I'm confident that it's going to be okay.
As of Tuesday, the Bentonville School District was reporting 16 active cases of COVID-19 among students and 7 active cases among staff. And while Ruby says administrators have put a lot of effort into controlling the spread of the virus, the vaccine means he's one step closer to being able to see his family.
I wasn't able to go see my family, you know, I have older parents, you know, well into their 70s, so they live in Oklahoma, so I wasn't able to go for Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything like that.
Suki Hires is also looking forward to being able to spend time with her mom again.
The holidays were really kind of hard on me because I did not spend time with my extended family. So it was really hard to, you know, see people on Facebook and Instagram that were gathering with large groups of families, knowing that they have children that are probably going to be going back to school and increasing that caseload. I'll tell you, I haven't hugged my mother since March. That's probably the thing that I'm the most excited about doing, is giving my mom a big, long hug.
And while both Hires and Tim Ruby say they realize getting their doses of the vaccine doesn't mean they'll be able to stop taking precautions like wearing masks and social distancing, Tuesday's announcement was a much-needed morale boost.
It's really made my day. Ever since I found out, I've been really happy about it, for sure.
Group 1B also includes frontline essential workers, but the governor says that category of Arkansans will have to wait a while longer before they can get their COVID-19 shots so as not to overwhelm vaccine providers.
And if we can bring in our workforce in education, which is about 132,000, that's a lot for our local pharmacies to handle. If they're 70 and plus, that's another 311,000. So we're looking at adding next Monday 443,000 new potential Arkansans to be vaccinated.
Last week, Hutchinson tasked Emergency Management Division Director A.J. Gary and National Guard General Kendall Penn with planning the vaccination initiative for groups 1B, 1C, and the general public in coordination with the Department of Health and the private sector. The governor says they are on track to release that plan on the state's website on Friday. During Tuesday's briefing, Hutchinson also announced he'd be appointing Colonel Robert Ader, a retired Air Force Wing commander, to manage the execution of that plan, which will include vaccine distribution and communication with other state agencies to assist with information sharing and data collection. Ader says he's humbled that the governor is trusting him in that role.
And I thank the governor for allowing us to reach to all parts of government. And like I said, we're going to be using the Department of Commerce. The military department obviously is very, very important to this, but we're using everything to be able to get to this so that we're servicing the needs of our fellow Arkansans.
General Penn also provided an update. He says as they've been working on the vaccine rollout plan, they realize that making it more efficient would require increasing the capacity to vaccinate people across the state.
And so we looked at what we need to do to enroll more hospitals, clinics, pharmacies, as well as, in some cases, private industry has their own health units, and to bring all of those into the fold and make them eligible to give the vaccine.
And while the governor says there will not be enough vaccine doses in the state on January 18th to vaccinate every single person who qualifies for it starting that day, there are enough doses to get the process underway.
And then we're going to be getting additional supplies in. And I expect whenever President-elect Biden indicated that he wanted to shift more of the vaccine in storage for the second dose to get to the state, I expect that to happen. And so while we're going to stick with that regimen of two doses for everybody, make sure we can accomplish that, we do believe that there will be increased supply as we go into the coming weeks.
Hutchinson says hospitals that have vaccinated all the healthcare workers who were interested in getting the shot can also move on to distributing their remaining doses to people in subsequent phases of the rollout. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.